countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
But first, Magners Farm in County Tipperary is home to a pasture-fed flock of 1,000 laying hens. Kylie Magner and her husband Billy started the egg enterprise 4 years ago with 10 hens. The business has grown and diversified and this year achieved organic certification. I took a trip to Tip to meet Kylie and go to a hen party with a difference. But as I arrived, she was more concerned about her sheep.
Marty.
How are you, Kylie?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
You are absolutely weighed down with seed and with hay. Kylie Magner, you're working hard at this hour of the morning.
Yeah, that's right, Marty. I guess it's kind of a long hours in farming, early mornings and late nights.
It's all part of it. And I love your beautiful Tipperary accent, Kylie.
Yes, a little bit further south than Tipperary. I'm originally from central west New South Wales at a place called Orange, New South Wales.
So from Orange to Feathered, just outside Feathered in County Tipperary, that's a long way.
It is. I originally came here in 1998. And I was really lucky to probably get my dream job in the first week I arrived here. And I was working for Coolmore Stud and the advertising and marketing department. And then met my husband, Billy, about 6 months later. So what started out as a working holiday turned into marriage and 4 children.
Wow, some story.
Yes.
Love story begins in Feathered.
In McCarthy's pub, yeah. Where all true romances begin.
So McCarthy's is the real centre of romance.
Well, it used to be, yeah, probably. I don't know what people are doing these days now that it's shut, but yeah, definitely used to be. I'm just going to bring this up. We've got some ewes that have lambed, and I just want to bring their babies.
Can I bring
here.
That for you?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, one sec. Now,
it's really
there's no point being here just to try to be a reporter when I can do a bit of work.
Yeah, climbing. Yeah. Put you to use. I'll
so where are we going? Through the farm? Okay, yeah. Through the land. Okay, cool.
Mind your
okay.
There.
Yeah, you want a good pair of Wellingtons on.
We've only 17 sheep.
Right.
But they've all either got lambs on them or they're about to have lambs. So, yeah, it's a beautiful time of year.
Yes, that's seasoned.
It is the spring. We'll just open up this gate here. Come on, ladies.
Big difference between the sheep and the hens, though.
Yeah, that's right. I suppose, though, the sheep fit really nicely into our farming system. We're trying to have a few different varieties of animals and enterprises on our farm. They break the parasite cycle between each other. The sheep bring the grass down nice and short for the hens, and then the hens will clean up any sort of parasites that the sheep might be carrying, so they work really well together.
Absolutely. Now, where are the hens?
Let's go and find them.
Okay.
Come on, I'll bring you in here.
Cool.
I just shut that door behind you. Yeah.
So how many hens do you have here now?
So we have around 1,000 hens at the moment on the farm. If they were laying well, we should be up around about 850 eggs to 900 eggs per day. Our hens are probably a little slow at the moment because they have just come out of winter. They're probably laying quite a bit less than that at the moment, but by the time summer and spring kicks in, they'll be well and truly hitting 850, 900 eggs a day.
So when you have 1,000 hens, as you have here, do you know each one? I mean, when you have 10, you probably know their names almost and their personalities.
Yeah, so we have 4 different flocks that make up that 1,000. And, you know, it might sound funny to say that I know them, but I know each flock and I know their idiosyncrasies. And definitely within each flock, there are certain hens that you get to know because they're particularly friendly or they'll you know, have a specific physical feature that you might recognise. Last year during COVID, there was a shortage of laying hens, and we invested in an incubator and we started hatching our own hens. And we ended up breeding quite a few hens that are now laying really unusual coloured eggs. So they're laying greens and blues and pinks and whites. So we would really know those hens because they're quite special.
Is there a market for those different coloured eggs?
Well, you would think it might be something just specific for Easter that people would love those type of eggs. But there are some people who really love ordering them every week. We do sell those in a specific box, rainbow eggs, we call those.
This past year must have been very different. In terms of COVID, what impact did that have on your business?
Well, literally overnight, we lost half of our market. So we were selling into cafes and restaurants who were probably buying close to 50% of our eggs. And luckily for us, I'd like to say it was a stroke of business genius, but but luckily for us, people were staying at home and they were baking and they were cooking. And it almost went from having a surplus of eggs to not having enough eggs. And we found that there were lots of people coming to the farm and buying from our hut. COVID just made us realise how necessary it is to have local food producers. And it's been really wonderful to get to know our community, you know, as they kind of start looking for locally produced food.
And was it an accident you got into hens, or was it always part of your own plan and knowledge?
Not really. I suppose I grew up on a farm, so we always had hens around the place. But I think here on the farm, because we're in such a horse-based area, there are so many other people doing horses. So we were really looking for an agricultural enterprise that could have a cash flow fairly immediately. And also an animal or a bird or an enterprise that our children could be involved in. We kind of thought, you know, sheep and cattle are great, but if there's an accident or a child is, you know, around them, it can be dangerous. And we're too small really for tillage. So hens seemed like a really good enterprise. There was a lot of research and time went into planning the business, but we really just started with the 10 and then up to 50 and then 150. And then in the last 3 years, we've built up to 1,000 hens that we have now.
Saturday morning, it's the day you go to market.
That's right. And Saturday morning for us is market day in Care. So we take our eggs over to Contrast's apple farm stall and they sell them at their stall for us. But it kind of was where we started out when we first started with our farm. And the first morning I remember we went was a really cold November morning and we had 6 dozen eggs in the back of the car. And we were looking at each other thinking, what are we going to do with all these eggs? You know, what if nobody buys them? But luckily they did. And, you know, I think we send over 20 dozen eggs every Saturday morning now. So, yeah, times have changed. But it's still a really special place. And the people that you meet through the markets, not just the other people who are in the markets, but the people who come to the markets. It's a really special place.
And that was Kylie Magner and her patient flock of hens waiting to go to pasture. And I know Kylie is usually on her way around this time to the farmer's market at Care. So good morning, Kylie, and good morning to all the stallholders there. By the way, the market in Care in the shadow of the castle is just fantastic. So you should visit them if you're anywhere near Care in County Tipperary on a Saturday morning.